I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
I was a little worried as to why my old friend Inspector Ford paid me a call. What was he doing in Farringdon Market? However, I explained the purpose of the skeleton keys, and I think he went away satisfied. Or did he? I did manage a somewhat reckless gesture by placing one of my Grey Goose feathers in his hatband when he wasn't looking. And so he departed. Decorated.
Well, I'm... How did that get there? A Grey Goose feather in my hat. Fletcher! Fletcher, open up! Hurry, hurry, open up!
Is that you, Ben?
Yes, it is. Open up!
By Jove, it is you. But you've only been gone a minute.
I know. Let me in and I'll explain.
Of course, come in by all means. My hat, have you seen a ghost?
No, I have not.
Well, you look like it. Drink?
Yes, I will have a drink. Oh, confound it. No, I haven't time.
Look, Ben, why this sudden return? You've only just got to the other side of my door, and within a minute you're clamoring to come in again. You can't be that thirsty. Or are you?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Fletcher, stop ragging. Look at my hat.
Jolly nice for a policeman. Cost anything from 3 guineas up, maybe.
Damn it, man, look at the feather in the band.
I'm looking, Ben. Très chic, if I may say so, sort of Tyrolean effect. Do you yodel in your spare time?
Shut up! I do not yodel, nor am I a Tyrolean... What's it? Now, listen, Fletcher. I do not wear feathers in my hatband.
But you're wearing one now.
I know I am, but I didn't put it there.
Mind you, I think it suits you.
Oh, for heaven's sake, shut up! This is a Grey Goose feather.
Sort of exclusive to your famous Grey Goose, eh?
I don't mean that at all. Now, you must know I'm on the trail of a fellow I've christened the Grey Goose. He's a sort of Robin Hood type, leaves a Grey Goose feather wherever he's been. He's got us all sunk. He's a robber, a thief, worse. And what happens?
Well, what?
I, mark you, I get a Grey Goose feather in my hat.
When?
I don't know when. I don't know when the darn feather was put in my hat.
Can't you cast your mind back at all? Where have you been all day?
Oh, don't be so idiotic. I've paid 20 calls, probably.
And I suppose you politely took your hat off each time?
Don't be sarcastic. Even policemen have manners.
Well, how can I help you?
I don't know. But you did give me a feather cleaner for my pipe, didn't you?
True. And there's a little gadget full of them on the mantelpiece.
Hmm? Hmm? Oh. Cock's feathers. Green, brown, grey ones.
Tell me more of this Grey Goose bloke.
Well, you've read your papers, I suppose.
Yes. You christened him the Grey Goose, and repute had it that he was a modern kind of Robin Hood, robbed on the side and made generous donations to the underdogs, right?
Yes, that's roughly right, and I'm the poor, wretched detail to run into earth.
Tough proposition, all right. Ben... Shall I bore you with a little bedtime story?
Yes, go on, bore me, it'll be a change for me.
Well, it's not long. But Robin Hood, as you know, defied the laws as laid down by Prince John. A dirty dog, if ever there was one. So the prince put it to the Sheriff of Nottingham, another very dirty dog, even a little dirtier, to go out and find Robin. You follow me?
Well, of course I do. You're inferring that I'm the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Oh, just an analogy. But let me finish the story. Robin's men beat back the sheriff, chucked him in a pond, and in the long run, the Sheriff of Nottingham came to a sticky end. That's the end of the story, too.
Well, let me tell you this. I am not the Sheriff of Nottingham, and I am not anticipating a sticky end. And soon I'll lay this Robin Hood, Grey Goose, or what have you, by the heels. Well, apparently you can't help, so I'll be on my way once more. But woe betide the next clever fellow that sticks a feather in my hat.
Believe me, I feel you really mean that, Ben. Another drink.
No, thanks. Cheerio, Fletcher, and good night.
What of the feather? Are you going to continue wearing it?
No darn fear. Here, you take it.
Thanks. I might find it useful.
As?
Oh, just as another pipe cleaner.
Oh.
Cheerio, Ben. Yes, Barbara, you can come in. Push the bookcase button.
Well, well.
You heard?
Yes, every word. I switched on your mic and my speaker. Rowley, why will you dilly-dally and play with fire? Inspector Ford's no fool. He's bound to put feathers and facts together someday. And you'll be for the high jump.
I've told you, Barbara, I have my conceits. Do you know, it was almost more than I could do to restrain myself from putting another feather in his head.
That would have been complete idiocy.
True, but what a laugh. What a denouement. I'm certain, however, I'd have escaped the consequences.
How?
Inspector Ebenezer Ford would have had a seizure on the spot and would have thereafter remained dumb.
Well, I'm glad you restrained yourself. And now, what next?
This, my Barbara. Today, you and I took compassion on an old man, Mr. Crewe. Mr. Raphael Crewe.
Yes, I parted with £20 to an old confidence man. Don't worry, I heard everything over the speaker.
Good. Vendetta and all that. Do we stand for having wool pulled over our ears by that same old gentleman?
Echo answers no.
Listen now, my sweet. We investigate friend Raphael Crewe. And although he's not one of our main and mutual objectives, we get our own back somehow.
Yes, but how? He swindled me for £20.
True. Well, we must get that back and also put Mr. Raphael Crewe back in his place. So the hour being what it is, we pay another call to that little street just off Farringdon Market.
By Jove. Charlie Austin's keys are good. We're in. In Mr. Raphael Crewe's little menage. Shh. And tread softly. Now for a little light. Switch on your torch.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you see what I see?
I do. Every stick of furniture that we saw evicted and on the pavement back in place. We certainly were taken for a ride. Come on, we'll explore the upper regions.
Oh, dear, that creak. Are you sure there's no one in?
Definitely. I phoned Charlie Austin, and he said he saw the old gentleman leave an hour ago.
He may return.
True. Thus, my dear, we must be good. And watch and pray. Pray that he doesn't. Here's another door. By the gods of the underworld, open too. More torch.
Well, well, well. A luxury suite, if ever there was one.
Magnificent. There's something very screwy here. That old living room come shop downstairs is only a blind. Old Crewe must be a cover-up man for the occupant of all this luxury. Pull those heavy drapes over the window, there's a good girl, while I shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can switch on a light.
It's certainly a lovely place. I hope old Raphael Crewe doesn't keep a blonde up here.
Not unless she smokes a pipe. Look at that rack there.
Oh.
No, as I said before, there's something screwy here. Let's have a quick look-see. You tackle that desk, I'll go for the chest.
Right. Better look for letters first, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, just one thing. See if there's a back room, bathroom, window or something out back. We might have to use it. Always make sure of our alternative exit. Nothing here. Shirts. Socks. Some taste. A1 quality, too. What's this? Letters. Dear Tracy. Tracy. Doesn't sound much like Raphael. Tracy who, I wonder?
I've been all over. There's a bathroom off the passage and a little kitchen. Both have windows overlooking a back lane, too high up to jump through.
Oh, that's not so good, is it?
Listen. What's that?
Douse the lights, quick. I'll look between the curtains. It's all right. It's a lorry stopping right opposite. Don't worry about it.
Put the light on?
Yes. Good. Now, get on with the search. Letters. Two of them. Dear Tracy. Tracy what, I wonder?
Or what Tracy? That may be his surname.
Doesn't ring a bell with me. My hat, what was that? Did you touch anything?
I put my hand on the knob of this bottom drawer.
Do it again, but don't keep it up. Just quickly. That's it. Barbara, we're getting warm. That drawer contains something, and if touched, rings an alarm in the downstairs premises.
Maybe it also rings somewhere else.
In that case, we must hurry. Can you open the drawer?
No. It appears to be locked.
Let me have a go at it. Don't touch the knob. Ah, let's see. I'll have to see how little Charlie Austin's keys work again.
Whirly, if that buzzer has registered somewhere else, don't you think we should get out?
I certainly do. But not before we find out what all this is about. Ah, I think I got the door open at last. Good old Charlie Austin. Well, I jiggered.
Only clothes?
Only clothes. My dear idiot, haven't you heard that clothes make the man?
Of course, but...
These clothes, make it the man Raphael Crewe. Look, every stitch. Old shabby coat, frayed grey trousers, little soiled dicky. The whole outfit, as worn this very morning by the dear, dear old gent that did you down for 20 smackers. My girl, the pot begins to boil.
What's got into you now?
This Raphael Crewe is Tracy someone, and or someone Tracy is Raphael Crewe, and so on.
And look. Look in this pocket.
Great Scott. Old-fashioned glasses.
And white wig, moustache and beard.
Mm.
Just imagine.
Yes, and just imagine Mr. Tracy Query wearing them.
And we have old man Raphael Crewe.
Indeed, and indeed, yes. Barbara Watson, you're a marvelous partner to me, Sherlock Fletcher.
Listen, someone on that stair.
Douse the light while I get that heavy tablecloth. We mustn't be seen. I'm going to throw it over the head of anyone who comes in. Jump at him with me.
Stand still, whoever you are. I have a gun and also this torch. Don't move. Let me have a look at you. Quick. Now. Down.
Be sure to listen again to the culmination of this adventure of Roland Fletcher, the modern Robin Hood, known as the Grey Goose.